You'll have to forgive the rather obvious and literal choice of song lyric, but the question posed by The Clash in their famous hit single has now been chosen as the question to put to the British people regarding this country's membership of the European Union.
Should I stay or should I go?
Should I stay or should I go? Or, to be precise, should the United Kingdom remain a member of the European Union or leave the European Union? And that is a different question to the original one proposed for the referendum. The idea was to ask people just should the UK remain a member of the European Union? In other words, yes to stay in, no to leave. Perhaps that sounds exactly the same, but some of those who want Britain out of the EU weren't happy. They would have ended up campaigning for a no vote, no to the European Union. They feared that would sound negative. So today's decision to change the question has been welcomed by Eurosceptics, among them UKIP's Member of Parliament, Douglas Carswell.
It's the right thing. Well done to the Electoral Commission and well done to the Prime Minister for making the right choice. I think it's important that the referendum is free and fair and seen to be fair. This is a once-in-a-generation opportunity. We need to get it right.
We're a rich nation, a resourceful people.
There is a precedent here from last year's referendum on Scottish independence, which also raised questions about questions.
The case for independence depends on a simple proposition. No one, absolutely no one.
The proposition that the then SNP leader had in mind certainly was simple. Alex Salmond's administration in Scotland got to choose the question for the referendum. And what he settled on was asking people to vote either yes or no to Scottish independence. In other words, yes to leave the UK, no to stay in. Jim Gallagher is a political scientist and was an official advisor to the other side, those opposing independence for Scotland. And being effectively the no campaign, he says, did put them at a disadvantage.
When the referendum question in Scotland was put, we had to get over the argument that we were being negative. No is a negative response. So we didn't call ourselves the No campaign. We called ourselves the Better Together campaign. And by the end of the referendum campaign, we ourselves were saying that the answer we want is not no, which sounded negative, but no thanks, which sounded a bit more positive and perhaps a bit more polite.
These are observations that were noticed long ago by people in the advertising industry. Advertising was created, after all, to sell soap powder and sweets, long before its gurus began hiring themselves out to political parties. But the principle is exactly the same, according to the psychologist Lucy Beresford. You target those who aren't really sure which brand of powder washes whiter than white, or which future they want for their country. And these floating voters, or floating shoppers, do tend to be susceptible to rhetoric, and in particular to the way you ask a question.
You would think that people would be quite comfortable about speaking their mind, and that if they said no, if they believed it, that actually they would say that. But actually, when you're framing a question and you're thinking ahead to a campaign, you're thinking about persuading the undecided or the waverers. So the phraseology of something is all to tap into that unconscious decision-making process and make you do the thing they want you to do.
You make it sound like we're rather irrational as human beings, that we're much more swayed by the way we say things than the actual rational decision that we should be making.
We're very primed to focus on positive language and words that are upbeat, perhaps that even give a sense of an ambition or a promised land. I'm thinking now of Obama's yes, we can. He didn't just say we can. He fronts that with a yes, whereas to say no carries connotations of negativity and disapproval.
Well, it's late afternoon and I'm on a shopping street in central London to see if that desire to seem positive really is evident. So I'm going to put to people what I think must be the most meaningless question I've ever asked anyone. Do you prefer the answer yes or no?
Yes.
You prefer yes?
Yes.
I haven't actually told you what the question is, but you just prefer yes.
I prefer the answer yes.
I say yes. I'm a yes person.
You're a yes person. What does that mean?
I don't want to hurt your feelings, so I have to say yes.
It's an important thing to say yes, I think.
You like to say yes?
Yeah. Spur of the moment, be a bit more spontaneous. It creates opportunity. You know, no cuts things off.
Do you prefer the answer yes or no?
Yes is always a good answer.
Yes is always a good answer.
Yes is always a good answer. Yes is more positive.
But I haven't even told you what the question is. You're already saying yes.
So what is the question?
I'm not going to tell you now.